A senior rabbi has been forced to resign from his role as president of the Organization of Rabbis of Australasia. Rabbi Meir Kluvgant shocked many with his evidence to the Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse. He was forced to admit that he had just a week earlier sent a text message accusing a victim's father of bearing some of the blame for his son's abuse. The Royal Commission was investigating how the ultra-Orthodox yeshiva communities in Melbourne and Sydney had handled allegations of child sexual abuse. Samantha Donovan reports.
Last Friday, Rabbi Meir Kluvgant told the Royal Commission that it was absolutely wrong to try and shift the blame for child sex abuse from the abuser and institution onto a parent. Melinda Richards, the lawyer acting for Yeshiva College abuse victim Manny Wax, then asked him,
"Did you, Rabbi, send a text message to Mr. Lawrence saying, 'Zephaniah is killing us. Zephaniah is attacking Chabad. He is a lunatic on the fringe, guilty of neglect of his own children. Where was he when all this was happening?'"
I may have sent that, yes.
Manny Wax immediately called for Rabbi Kluvgant's resignation from his position as president of the Organisation of Rabbis of Australasia. The organisation has confirmed his stepping down this afternoon. Danny Ben-Moshe directed the Walkley Award-winning documentary Code of Silence. It examined the ostracism and vilification Manny Wax and his father Zephaniah faced in Melbourne's ultra-Orthodox yeshiva community after going public. He says Rabbi Kluvgant's resignation was inevitable.
In his testimony before the Royal Commission, the rabbi was emphasising all the good and positive work he has done working with the yeshiva and working with victims and for victims. That was the context, and when this was revealed that indeed the father of a victim was being denigrated in this way, and that rather than the yeshiva institution and the rabbinical leadership accepting responsibility for this, it was easier to blame the victim and the victim's families. And I think it was just so stark and so clear. It was something I certainly witnessed when I was making my documentary, but it was all articulated right there in that text message, in that doc at the Royal Commission.
Danny Ben-Moshe expects the Royal Commission hearings will lead to a shake-up of the handling of abuse allegations in Australia's Jewish institutions.
Unfortunately, it seems that this is like a problem that occurs across all sectors of every community. But I think the issue that was particularly acute and which came out very clearly in the yeshiva was the lack of governance and systems to deal with this. It was unclear. There was almost like a kind of collective amnesia in testimony given from the yeshiva. No one could quite remember what happened where. No minutes, notes were taken from important meetings. No one was quite sure who had responsibility for what. And I think that was something that is probably more acute to the Chabad community than it is to other sections of the community. However, I think it's also important to say this. There has been a deafening silence by probably the majority of the wider Jewish community in terms of organizations and leadership outside of Chabad, other rabbis, other pulpits, other roof body organizations on this issue. And I think what they have hopefully now woken up to is that on the street, as you see in social media and as you literally hear in the street, this has caused an earthquake and people just won't accept it anymore. It has brought, unfortunately, it seems to have brought shame on the Jewish community. It's brought shame on Orthodox community. It's brought shame on the rabbinate. And I think it's now important that the communal leadership more broadly, lady leadership and every single rabbi, stand up and say two things. One, not in my name. And two, what needs to happen as a result of what is known? What is acceptable and unacceptable in terms of practices and for people to have leadership positions?
Danny Ben-Moshe, the documentary filmmaker, speaking to Samantha Donovan.